All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the show. My next guest is from Houston, Texas. She's a licensed professional counselor in private practice. Please welcome Sarah McIntyre to the show. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
No problem. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well this morning. We've been enjoying some beautiful spring weather in Houston before the weather gets really hot. So.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy that for sure. Just start off by giving us a description of what you do as a licensed professional counselor.
Sure. So I am in private practice. I see adults who are coming in for a variety of different issues. So about half of my practice, I would say, is helping people who are dealing with some kind of trauma in their background. So this might be something recent. It might be something that happened a long time ago, and they're wanting to they might feel stuck. They might feel like this event is running their lives, and they're wanting to get free of it, and they're wanting to reengage in their lives more fully. And so I see a lot of clients who, so it might be something like a sexual assault, sexual harassment, or something that happened in childhood, like some type of abuse, and they're wanting to move on. And so let's see, I also see a lot of clients who are dealing with depression, anxiety, and relationship issues. Or also, I see a lot of clients who are wanting to understand something about themselves, wanting to explore something, understand something more deeply about who they are and what they want from life.
Okay, fair enough. So tell us about your background and why this is what you do.
Sure. So I have a master's in education and counseling. And from the University of Houston, and let's see. So are you asking kind of what drew me to the field?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you know, I wouldn't have said this back then, but over time I've come to realize this about myself, that I think what ultimately drew me to the field was my own journey toward healing, toward wanting to understand myself and my own family that I grew up in. And so, you know, and ultimately I think this field has been, it's a very supportive field in that way, like it supports your personal growth. And so ultimately, I wouldn't have said it back then. I would have said, I really enjoy helping. And I do, I really enjoy helping. But I find that my own journey really parallels my client's journey. And so, I think really that's really what drew me subconsciously.
Okay, very good. So, again, just to be clear, what are some of the most common reasons why people come to see you?
Healing from trauma, depression, anxiety, dealing with relationship issues, or, you know, kind of existential questions, wanting to understand something more deeply.
Okay, so what are some of the methods or techniques that you use to get results?
Sure. So, let's see here. At the base of everything for me is a client-centered approach. So what that means is how to explain this. So I take an approach I view my clients as expert in their lives and their experience, and I view myself as a guide and someone who walks alongside them and accompanies them on their journey. But the client, I've always found that, like, the most amazing things that happen in therapy don't come from my own insights and what I see happening, but they come from the client's experience and what they find out by kind of turning inwards and listening to themselves. And so so I'd say my approach, first and foremost, respects that inner wisdom that we all have, to that inner kind of inclination towards healing. So on top of that, I practice somatic experiencing, which is a way of working with the nervous system to resolve trauma. And I also enjoy working with internal family system as a theory, as an approach. And so those are kind of my primary leanings.
Okay. And what are some of your goals for the future that you want to accomplish?
Oh, well, let's see. So growing my practice, of course. So, and I think really, you know, and again, I think my own journey, you know, the company like kind of follows along with my client's journey. So I've always found that I need to work on myself in order to be the best therapist that I can be. It's always kind of this becoming and you know, development. So I always, you know, I'm always interested in more training. I'm always interested in kind of learning more about, you know, people in general, about, you know, why we are the way we are. So I would just say to keep growing as a therapist and as a person.
And if you could leave our audience with one thing you want them to remember about you and your practice, what would it be?
Oh, just that I'm, you know, that I love what I do. And that I respect, you know, each person as, you know, that everyone has their own inner wisdom, their own inner light. And that's so key to my practice, that, that helping you to tune into that is just central. It's what heals.
Very good. So what's the best way to contact you for more information?
My phone number is 713-659-9634. And my email address is sarahmcintyrelpc@gmail.com.
All right, Sarah, thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks so much.
This is the Professionals Roundtable. We'll be back right after this short break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wethem, exclusively on All Business Media.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.